come in.
I'm glad you could drop by.
No, we couldn't just talk about this at home. This is a school matter, so it's best discussed at school, don't you think? It doesn't matter that I'm your neighbor, or that I'm married to your brother, for that matter. This is about me being your professor, and your performance in class. Don't play dumb with me. You are doing barely enough to get by. I know you're not challenged by the material. You're an intelligent guy. A little bit on the nerdy side, even. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, people are making a lot of money these days playing video games. And maybe you can make a career out of it. Maybe that's your plan and why you're blowing off this class. But I don't think it is. I think this is something personal. I don't know why it's something personal. You'd have to tell me why you're acting out like a naughty little boy. I have my theories, of course. But I'm not a mind reader. Oh, you're just gonna sit there silently? Okay, I'll share my theories. Maybe you resent a woman in charge. Sometimes you shy guys are the most insecure. Maybe it's this short pixie haircut. Or the fact that I don't wear dresses and skirts. Maybe I make you feel like less of a man. Not that you're much of a man anyway. You're just a boy. At least that's how you're acting. Is that it? Did I hit the nail on the head? Or is it that I dress all in black? Maybe you think women should be all girlish and feminine. You know I was a tomboy growing up, right? Yes, of course you know that. We grew up right next door to one another. I've been your neighbor all your life. I used to be your babysitter. Maybe you saw me as some sort of mommy and expected me to be more feminine and wear pink on Wednesdays. Instead, I'm damn near androgynous with this pixie haircut and these big boots and leather pants. Or at least I would be if it wasn't for these big tits. So, tell me, is that it? Are you just a resentful little misogynist? Are you hanging out on Reddit posting incel memes? No, that's not it at all, is it? I think it's quite the opposite. You don't resent me. You resent that you can't have me. Oh, fuck. Look at you squirm. That is it. Don't deny it. I can see it all now. Those long looks in class. You're not leering at me with resentment. That's lust. You're checking me out. Aching for me. I just wonder now if it's your bad luck getting assigned to my class. Or if you wanted it this way. If you wanted to torture yourself with what you couldn't have. And now you're bitter and fucking up your grades because you're so frustrated. Would you just stop protesting? Who do you think you're fooling at this point? You've obviously been caught. This has been going on all semester. And probably a lot longer, right? Look at that guilty expression on your face. You can't even hide it anymore. There is no use in trying to deny it. So let's see if I can put all the pieces together. For the longest time, I was just the girl next door. The tomboy that you probably had a crush on, like some character in a YA novel. Then, I went away to college and you grew up. Then my parents retired and moved away and left me their house. And you were probably thinking I'd see you as a man now and fall for you. Even though I just finished grad school and you were just starting college. And I did fall for the boy next door. Except it wasn't you. It was your older brother. Did that make you feel insecure, knowing that I was fucking your brother? I wonder if you ever heard us. These old houses aren't far apart. We leave the windows open sometimes. And I can get really loud. Especially when he's really giving it to me. You know, I consider myself a bit of a switch, if you know what that means. I'm sure you do. You guys today are all on the internet looking at fetish sites. But with your brother, I turn into a pure submissive slut. He's got a bit of a niche fetish. Maybe you've heard of it. Big titty goth girlfriend. So, I push all his buttons, and he really loses his mind. Does that make you jealous? Should I be more empathetic? Well, I don't fucking care, because I take my job seriously. And you're fucking off in my class. Did you think I'd be attracted to that kind of petulant behavior? I need an alpha male to put me in my place. Not a naughty boy acting out. You're fucking with my career. I'm a new professor. I don't have tenure. How do you think it looks if a student is barely passing my class? It makes me look like an ineffective teacher. Especially when that student is my own brother-in-law. You know, the administration wanted to remove you from my class. They said it would be a conflict of interest. But I knew you'd have to take it next term with a different professor. And it would fuck up your scheduling. So, I said it would be fine. You made me look bad to my peers and my boss. Why? Because you've been hanging on to an old crush? You need to get your shit together. You need to be a good boy. Can you do that? Yes. Do you think that you can? You know, I don't always have to be stern. I like to think I can be very fair. When someone is good to me, I can be really good to them. How good? Very good. You know, I always thought you were a good guy. If I'm being honest, I've suspected that you have a little crush on me. Maybe that's why I leave the windows open when I fuck your brother. I know, it's a bit cruel. But I thought maybe it was also a little treat. Maybe you could get off listening to me, wishing I was your big titty goth girlfriend. Did you fantasize about it? Fucking me? Your neighbor? Your sister-in-law? Your former babysitter? Your professor? Which was it? In your mind, who was seducing the nerdy gamer guy? You're really squirming now. Is this awkward for you? I must be making you uncomfortable. Do you know what else must be uncomfortable? That bulge in your pants? Don't try to deny it. I can see it. I'm scolding you in my office and exposing all your secret fantasies. And you're getting a fucking hard on. How pathetic. You're turning red. See, this is why I was more interested in your brother. He's a fucking jock. He's confident. He knows what to do with a woman. You're just a pathetic, naughty boy. Look at you, trembling with rage. What are you gonna do, tough guy? Storm out of here and go tell your parents that your sister-in-law is mean to you? Then you'd really be a pathetic mama's boy. If you were a real man, you'd just whip that dick out and show it to me. Maybe I'd show you how I take care of good boys. You'd like that, wouldn't you? You've been leering at me so much. I bet you'd love to see a little more. You already jack off to me, don't you? No, stop protesting. Admit it. And maybe I'll give you a little treat. What if you watch me undressed right now? You know, I always dress in black. But underneath this blouse, I'm wearing something lacy and red. What if I just open a few buttons and show you? To see my cleavage excite you? What about my lacy red bra? You fantasize so much, but this is the most you've ever seen. You like to watch, naughty boy. Go ahead and touch yourself. You've been such a naughty boy, half-assing it in my class, fantasizing about your brother's wife. Don't just rub it through your pants, baby. Take it out. Take that cock out, you dirty boy. Show me how hard it is. Show me you're a real man. Don't be shy. You want this, don't you? It may be the only chance you get. Maybe you need me to help you? Just stand there while I get on my knees in front of you and well, I wasn't expecting that. You have a beautiful cock. And so rigid already. I know you can do better, though. I want to see it pulsing for me. You just need a little more stimulation. What if I just unbutton my blouse all the way for you? How much do you like it? Do you like me revealing my body to you? Do you like my lacy little red bra? It can barely contain these big titties. Oh, that dick is throbbing now. Look at it pulse. That's impressive. Getting so hard for your sister-in-law right here in her office. You're a naughty boy getting so hard. Do you want me to take my bra off? Do you want to see my big titties? You're gonna have to promise to be a good boy from now on. Oh no. You're getting shy again. Ask to see my titties and promise to be a good boy. Louder. Promise me That's a good boy. Here's your reward. I swear your cock just twitched when you saw these big titties. So, what are you waiting for? It's not gonna stroke itself. Show me how you stroke it. Mm-hmm. Stroke that beautiful dick while I watch. Don't be shy. Grab it. Tug that cock. Not so fast. Put on a show for your sister-in-law. Yes, that's it. That's a good boy. You're getting me very excited. Look how hard my nipples are. Oh, they feel so good when I touch them. Do you like to watch that, naughty boy? Do you like watching me rub my nipples while you play with your beautiful cock? This is our little secret. We could get in so much trouble. I could lose my job. I could get divorced. Does that turn you on? Being this naughty? Do you want me to taste that dick? I can just, lick you up and down that beautiful shaft, swirl my tongue around the head, maybe wrap my lips around it, and, do you like that? It's glistening now. Do you want to finish in my mouth? Or do you want to fuck these titties? I thought you might. Let me push them together. Get that cock in there. That's it. Oh, that's sexy. Fuck my titties. Fuck them while I pinch my nipples. Oh, this is so fucking wrong. Fuck my titties. Get aggressive. Oh, my nipples are so sensitive. It feels so good to play with them while you titty fuck me. Oh, I think you should come for me, dirty boy. Don't get shy. You owe me that. After you fucked around in class, this is your punishment. Come for me. Look at me. Your sister-in-law. On my knees. Just for you. Oh. Oh. It feels so good. My pussy is getting so wet. I'm so turned on. Oh, come for me. Fuck these titties. Oh, you can do it, dirty boy. Come for me. Look at my sexy tits. Oh, this is so fucking hot. You're being such a good boy. Come for me. I'm gonna count you down. 10. Oh, 9, 8, 7. Oh, come on my face, dirty boy. Fuck my titties and give me a facial. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me. Oh. Oh, wow. That is a lot of cum. Let me just clean it up with my fingers and like them clean. Oh, you did so good. Oh, you're such a good boy. Oh, fuck. I am worked up now. I need to come too. What? Here? No, I'm not gonna do that here. You haven't earned that. At least, not yet. Let's see how you do in class. You've had more fun than you deserve, dirty boy. Alright. I'm gonna head home, where I'm gonna fuck your brother. It is a nice spring day. I'll leave the windows open and I'll be fucking loud. I do think you should come by again for office hours. Maybe after midterms next week? Don't you agree? Good. Well, I better get going. See you at family dinner on Sunday. I might even wear a skirt. We'll see you later. Bye.